All right, folks, welcome back to The Stoic Life, How to Build Calm Confidence. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Always pushing, always striving, but never quite feeling good enough. We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle, comparing ourselves to others, and constantly seeking external validation. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help you break free from that cycle? It's called self-compassion. Think of it like this. Imagine treating your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself. Would you berate them for making mistakes? Criticize every little flaw? Of course not. You'd offer support, understanding, and a whole lot of love. Now, apply that same kindness to yourself. That's self-compassion in action. So why is this so crucial? Because practicing self-compassion isn't just about feeling good, it's about building genuine resilience, navigating challenges with grace, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. You know that feeling when you screw up big time, maybe you miss a deadline or make a social blunder. Instead of beating yourself up, imagine offering yourself a virtual hug, a gentle reminder that everyone makes mistakes, and that this one setback doesn't define you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly pointing out flaws. Yeah, we all have one. The first step is acknowledging its presence. Don't engage with it directly, just observe it like a curious bystander. You're not trying to silence it, just become aware of its narratives. 2. Practice mindfulness. Paying attention to the present moment can be incredibly powerful. When you find yourself spiraling into negative thoughts, gently bring your focus back to your breath, your senses, or simply the feeling of your feet on the ground. This helps create a space of calm amidst the chaos. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. Remember how you treat a good friend who's going through a tough time. Offer them words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake. Extend that same kindness to yourself. When you're struggling, speak to yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer someone you care about. 4. Embrace imperfection. This is huge. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment and self-criticism. Instead, celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your weaknesses, and remember that it's okay to not be perfect. In fact, embracing imperfection makes you more human and relatable. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective dramatically. It reminds you of all the things to be grateful for, helping you cultivate a sense of contentment even amidst challenges. Think about the last time you really let yourself down. Maybe you procrastinated on a project, forgot an important anniversary, or simply had a day where everything felt like it went wrong. Instead of dwelling on the negative, imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. You could say to yourself, "Hey, I made a mistake. That sucks, but it doesn't define me. What can I learn from this? How can I move forward in a more positive way?" See how a simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to help you build that wellspring of self-compassion. Remember, it's not about being weak or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one. This isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept, it's a powerful tool for navigating life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and ultimately, a whole lot more joy. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember you're doing amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media using #TheStoicLife. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.